As Australian companies welcome the new year, business information analysts at IBIS World have released their analysis of sectors likely to fly or fall in 2018. The top flyer is wind and other renewable electricity generation, which is expected to see revenue growth of 35%. It's followed by sports and recreation facilities and operations up 9%, dairy farming 8%, petroleum exploration 7%, and nature reserve and conservation parks 6%. Shannon O'Brien, small business, Sydney Harbour Kayaks, uses the majestic Sydney Harbour National Park as its playground.
We are paddle sports specialists. We represent the market for manufacturing, for tours, for rentals, for lessons, and wholesale and retail selling.
Paddleboard manufacturing and retail are key parts of the business, but it's the tours unit which Shannon O'Brien says is expanding.
Well, we've grown in the last few years from about 6% of our business to about 12%. And I think it's grown because people are looking for different experiences that are safe on water. You're going out with a guide or a professional paddler.
While the sector looks set to benefit from a boost in tourists, it doesn't necessarily guarantee more business.
I think they always leave small business out of their equation. Yeah, that sounds fantastic. More tourists from all around the world coming to Australia. Absolutely brilliant. Big fan of that. But really, they're still driving people through on these big group packages, and they boost numbers that way.
That leaves small operators like Shannon O'Brien to find innovative ways to capture a greater share of inbound tourists.
Asian social media, we've got to be in early adapters with that. We've got to make sure that all our communication is within foreign language, or at least a few. We've already started working in the last couple of years with different tourism colleges who offer foreign interns.
The challenges are greater for businesses operating in IBIS World's fallers list, which includes motor vehicle manufacturing, forecast to see revenue decline 43%. It's followed by intellectual property leasing down 31%, outdoor vegetable growing down 13%, and sugar manufacturing 12%. William McGregor is an IBIS World industry analyst. He says concreting services completes the bottom five, down 6%.
For residential concreting services firms, they're expected to fall due to an oversupply in inner city apartment complexes and townhouses. For the commercial segment of the concreting services industry, there are expected to be some increases in this segment as major engineering projects such as the West Connex and North Connex in Sydney are undertaken over the current financial year.
That's not good news for James Agus, who has been a concreter in Melbourne for 5 years.
We basically do domestic concreting, so driveways, pathways, all the decorative sort of stuff. But we also will do like small house slab extensions or shed slabs.
He's seen business slow down.
If we don't pick up, I'll have to resort to going to work for somebody else. And that would just be a massive waste of money for me. We've spent a fortune sort of developing our company in advertising and tools and equipment and logos, all that sort of stuff, as you can understand. So if it doesn't pick up, it'll be a bit stressful for us.
Holding on to staff is another great challenge for him.
I have to pay the boys what I earn. I have to make the money that pays their wages, that pays their families. And if I tell them to come to work when we physically can't work because of the weather, it's money out of my pocket.
Still, with revenue of more than $8 billion, concreting services is a huge sector. Most of the new work this year will come from the commercial sector, keeping the large-scale concreting firms busy.